this episode, I talked to Dakota Wyke, but this one's a little bit different. Dakota's not a tattoo artist himself, but he has a channel called Inked Abroad, where he features some of the best tattoo artists in the world. Today, we're in Mad Rabbit Studios in Los Angeles, where Dakota and I got to sit down and talk about everything from his personal collection of tattoos, how he got introduced into the tattoo industry, and what's next for Inked Abroad. Be sure to check out his Instagram. It's at Inked Abroad. My name is Jake Berry, and this is The Fine Line. And why don't you tell us a little bit about how you got into the tattoo scene at all? Because you're not, I mean, this is one of the first times I've talked to someone who's not a tattoo artist.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's a little different. So yeah, like, I'm curious.
So when I've been getting tattooed since I was 18.
Cool.
I've always had a fascination. And I think it was like 19, I got tattooed in Greece for the first time. It just sparked. And I was like, I want to start collecting tattoos around the world.
Nice.
So, over years, this was a couple years ago, I started making content for a clothing company I used to have, and that just didn't work out that much. So I was like, what can I do? So I came up with the idea, because Anthony Bourdain's always been an inspiration for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, what if I do like an Anthony Bourdain, but for the world of tattoos?
Very cool.
And then I start like documenting the world of tattoos, looking for the world's best artists, the history of it, all the styles, and just creating content. So I started making videos, and then from there it just
unreal
started.
Yeah, that's crazy. So you were basically going in and saving, like you would look for tattoo artists that you wanted to get tattooed by and kind of collecting like this little list of people. Is that kind of right?
Yeah.
And then you were like, I'm going to share this with everyone else rather than just keep it for myself.
Yeah. So I was like starting to look and I found some great artists and then who they followed. And then I still to this day, that's how I find tattoo artists.
That's
so
sweet.
I just like keep searching and searching and searching. I'm just mind blown every day.
That's awesome.
It's wild.
Do you, I was thinking about this. Do you get people that would be around the world saying like, can you do one for my city? So that I can find a tattoo artist near me.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
So many times.
Yeah.
It's so many people reach out to like, hey, can you cover either this country, cover this city?
Yeah, because I was thinking about that. Like, because obviously it seems like it's like targeted to people who want to get tattooed.
Mm-hmm.
But like, it'd be such a helpful page for like someone who not only traveling, like, you know, which is obviously that'd be very helpful, but like maybe discovering artists in your local area that you had no idea were there.
Yeah.
You know, which is pretty cool.
And that's why I've been trying to make it a little easier. So I had this idea of like a search engine before. It was real tough to like get going. So now I have my website and I take all the artists that I've ever covered and stories and highlights mm-hmm. and videos, and then I put them on the page. And I divide it by continent.
Wow.
So trying to find, I've talking to a couple people this week to try and help do the coding and stuff
mm-hmm.
to try and do it by country, maybe by city, but
that's
doing
amazing.
It myself
yeah.
is very tedious.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I don't know how to code.
No, that seems like a lot of work.
Yeah. So right now it's by all the continents, and then it has a screenshot of one of their best pieces of art, and then it says the city and the link to their profile.
Cool.
Because it's so hard to navigate through my videos.
Yeah, yeah. That's so helpful.
Yeah.
And do you feel like you're getting a lot of traffic there on that?
Yeah, it's been like 3 weeks, like 12,000 people went to the website.
What? Whoa. That's a lot.
Because I made a video and I was like, because all I wanted to like really do is help out as many people as possible. Help tattoo artists, help out people find their next tattoo.
Yeah.
So every day I'm trying to come up with new resources in order to help as many people as I can. So I was sitting there and I was like, I need to make a website. Something mm-hmm. for people to have a tangible thing to just scroll through.
Yeah.
And put that together, and people just loved it.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's a win-win for tattoo artists and clients, like people who are collectors.
Yeah.
Because obviously for tattoo artists, like it helps them be like, yeah, I'm here.
100%.
Which is, yeah, been super helpful.
A couple examples.
Yeah, go ahead.
There's like two artists. They already had pretty big profiles, But after the video that I made for them, they gained like 35,000 followers each.
Whoa.
And then there was another tattoo artist that was at like 25,000 followers. And then after my video, they went up to like 57,000.
What?
And I'm just like,
that's crazy.
That's what I want for every artist that I feature.
Dude, that's insane. And so, okay, tell me about the process for you. Like, do you, like, would you just pick, okay, I want to feature this artist?
Mm-hmm.
You just, like, that's just...
So it's all just based on what I see as good art.
Wow.
So I refuse to take any payments from any tattoo artist in any studio. I've never received a single payment from them. I've been offered a bunch of times.
Yeah.
But I was like, I don't want it to ever change my views. And it's just kind of like my own personal blog of just what I think is beautiful art, if I like the artist, and then I go in and pick.
That's crazy.
And now some people do request, and like it's somebody that I already follow or I do like their artwork, and I was like, absolutely, like I love what you're doing. Wow. I researched their page and their background a little bit, and I'm like,
yeah. So like you can get on board just because, not because they're requesting, but because you're like, yeah, I already like your work. Yeah. So yeah,
because I may not have known them, and then they like reach out because so many people in the messages, and like I've had some people pop in the messages, and I see their work, and I'm like, how have I never seen you?
Okay, hang on though. Like, here's my question. As a tattoo artist, I can look at a tattoo, another tattoo artist's work, and I can recognize high quality because I'm like, oh, I know what it would take to do this piece, or maybe I don't know what it would take to do this piece. But you know, as a tattoo artist, I can kind of like see from that perspective.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Uh-huh. You know, so I could be like, wow, I can see how difficult this piece would be, or something like that.
100%.
So for as someone who doesn't tattoo, how do you find what would make a tattoo high quality? You know, just from as like a viewer or a collector.
And it's, I feel like, because I've been told, and I feel like it's like, an eye for it.
Yeah.
I just like, all the ones I've collected, notice that just like have an eye for the art. But I really like creativity.
Mm-hmm.
I like uniqueness.
Yeah.
Very clean lines and attention to detail.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure that everything, like when you visualize it, you can see that every line that was put in has been focused on.
Mm-hmm.
And then uniqueness and creativity are huge for me.
Okay.
Because a lot of the videos I make are tattoos that people have never seen before.
Yeah.
I haven't seen before. And I really love that we're pushing this new era of tattoos where it's experimentalism.
Mm-hmm.
So there's going to be something for everyone. So whenever I find a tattoo artist doing something completely unique, I'm like, this is it.
Okay. Yeah. So a lot of the times then for you, it'd be more focused on design. Like, have you seen that page on Instagram? It's AI tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
So it's basically, they're not real tattoos.
Oh, but they creates the design.
Yeah, yeah. Well, no, it's like a picture of someone's arm and a tattoo on their arm.
Oh, okay.
But it's done by AI.
Yeah.
So it's not an actual tattoo. But it's like the most insane tattoo you've ever seen.
I bet.
Okay, and a lot of people are going in the comments going like, this is crazy, like this is so unbelievable. And it is, because it's like you're looking at it like that's the most insane tattoo I've ever seen.
Yeah.
But it's not a tattoo, it's AI. Okay, so all these people are getting like fooled, like to think that they're real, you know what I mean? And so I'm wondering, like, we're kind of entering in this time of like, how do you know what's actually real and what's just like put on Instagram?
I feel like we could be ancient, because I feel like you can tell still if you really like know what's going on, but I feel like we're on the cusp of we're gonna start losing that.
Yeah.
Like, all right, I don't know where we are.
Well, you get people that Photoshop their tattoos, you know, and stuff like that. And like for me, I again, kind of going back to like, oh, I feel like I'm a tattoo artist, I can tell this isn't how it looks in person, you know what I mean? But do you feel like you've kind of like established that as well? Like you've kind of like gained an eye for that?
Yeah.
Where you can go like, okay, this isn't,
yeah,
this has been messed with.
Yeah, 100%.
Really? Yeah.
Because you can like see and you just know like what normal skin looks like, what it doesn't.
Yeah, yeah.
You see the like certain lightings and stuff and the background's changed.
Yeah.
But there was one that I saw the other day, and it's tougher when it comes to like ornamental.
Oh, yeah.
Because, or like the solid solid ornamental style. And I saw it on somebody and I was like, when did they like get that whole piece? I was like, that's recently. And then I looked through and I was like, is that real?
Oh, right. I was
like, no way. And then I like looked through again and I was like, no, that was laid on the body. But,
oh, really?
Yeah. I like did thorough research because I was like, I just like saw you and you didn't have all those tattoos.
Well, you mean it was Photoshopped?
It was, it had to have been. Yeah. So it was like concepts. Like, you know how they do the concepts of
tattoos?
Just to see what it would look as like a bodysuit.
Yeah.
But it was just placed on really well. Maybe it's easier with just that solid black work because you can change the opacity and then it kind of blends on the skin, cut that.
Yeah, yeah.
But when it comes to like the super realistic stuff,
yeah,
still you can easily tell.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, well, let's go back a little bit. So like you started this Instagram page just to, it sounds like just because you wanted to share. Like you're not getting, you weren't getting anything out of that. It was just like to share.
Yeah.
Amazing. Did it just have a natural progression or did it just all of a sudden blow up?
It blew up pretty quick.
Really?
So I started this like a couple years ago and then in November of 2022, I started getting traction. So I had this other TikTok and I was just making like these goofy would you rathers. And I kind of steered away from the Inked Up Bra because that was like taken off. And I was like, no, I need to go back to like what my passion is.
Yeah.
So I started making the videos on Instagram and I started doing the little globe spinning thing. I don't know if you ever saw that.
Yeah, sure.
So no talking in it, just spinning the globe. Yeah. The coolest tattoo artist. And out of nowhere, I was at like 700 followers and it skyrocketed in like 2 months to 112,000.
Whoa.
And I'm just like, that's not supposed to happen on Instagram. I was like, it's supposed to take a long time.
Yeah.
And then when I went on that Europe trip, it was like pretty stagnant. I don't know if it was the content that I was making or something. And then there was another wave because I was like, I need to start talking so people can connect to my personality and I can actually talk about the stuff I know. So I did that, shot up to maybe 280,000. And I was like,
that's crazy. Yeah.
And then it's just been slowly going up from there. And then I went on TikTok. So I deleted that other TikTok. And I was like, I'm just going to start fresh. I don't need all those weird would you rathers to be connected to this.
Yeah, yeah.
And did it on TikTok. That within a couple months shot up to like 300,000.
That's nuts.
And then from there, and I was like, okay, I need to go on Facebook. I was like, nobody on Facebook's going to like want to see the tattoo stuff as much.
Yeah.
And then it, after a couple months, that also shot up.
So like all of a sudden you're like, I'm a content creator.
Yeah.
Really?
When I first started making TikToks, I was like, I'm not doing this.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm not getting in this world. I have this clothing company. I was like, I feel like I'm too old to do this stuff.
Yeah.
I was like 27 at the time, 26. Yeah. And I was like, no. And then I made a bunch of stupid videos, like beer tasting videos from around the world.
Okay.
Food trying. And I was like, the idea hit me.
Yeah. Awesome. Dang. And then so like, did you have to kind of figure out the like actually making content side of it, like the cameras and lighting and microphones and all that kind of stuff? Like, how was that for you? Was that pretty seamless or?
Yeah. I mean, it just a little things I learn over time.
Uh-huh.
Like, I just recently got soft lights.
Oh, okay.
Within the past couple months.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, I need better lighting. And I was like, ooh. And I tried them out. Phenomenal.
Yeah, okay.
Neon sign in the background. My background, I'm very, like, anal about. And I just, like, look at it, and it drives me crazy.
Yeah, because it could be, like, I feel like it could be quite overwhelming for people who either, like, want to start getting into, you know, pushing their content or something like that, or like if they have a business they're trying to like market.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously that's like how it goes today. If you have a product or a business or anything like that, you're gonna have to figure out how to market yourself on social media, right?
Yeah.
But like I feel like it can be pretty intimidating, especially like our setup here, you know what I mean? It's like you have like a few cameras, you have lights, you know what I mean? So, and like microphones. But like, what would be your kind of advice for someone who's like trying to figure that out? Because it sounds like you didn't have a background in that. You just had to figure it out.
I would honestly suggest, like, if you do first do something unique. If you have like a cool, unique idea, or if you take an idea that already exists and put your own twist on it. And then if you're doing something that's informative, just give good information to people, because people love to listen to people talk and people love to like learn stuff. So the background doesn't matter. You don't need fancy stuff. I've been using an iPhone for the past 3 years.
I was going to ask you, you just use an iPhone?
Yep.
Yeah.
Just the iPhone.
Phenomenal cameras.
The new, they're crazy now. So I just get the new iPhone, set it up. And those first videos that brought me to that first 100,000, I had a brick wall behind me in an Airbnb.
Yeah.
We stayed in for 3 months. I had like a $10 globe from Target. And I just came into the picture, set it down, spun it, and then showed tattoo artists. Didn't talk once.
Yeah, keep it simple.
And that's it. And then, because I don't even think I still need to change the background, but it's just like an internal thing. Like, okay, I need to mature my background.
Yeah, okay, I get you. Yeah, so there's like little levels. You just feel like you want to keep progressing.
Exactly, but I would just say just start making videos.
And what's the next thing for you then in this whole journey in the tattoo industry?
So I got a bunch of projects planned this year, and this Ink to Broad thing is pretty much a lifelong thing.
Okay.
I just want to spend my entire life documenting the world of tattoos, coming up with new ideas, and just constantly like evolving. But I want to start doing more longer form content, documenting tattoo artists in a more personal way, get their stories, go to their country, and really just see them in their own home and learn more about them, and then show off some of their best produced work.
That's cool.
And then working, obviously I want to go to a lot more conventions, start meeting all the artists that I've been making videos for, and then working with other artists to do some cool, unique projects.
Nice.
Yeah.
Are you still finding tattoo artists that blow your mind? Because I feel like you, like you've seen a lot at this point.
Yeah.
But you're still finding...
Yeah, I feel like I've only discovered 25% of them, honestly.
Really?
Because the amount that I come across each day, I'm like, where?
That's crazy.
Because I think I follow, it's like 2,500 on my page of some really incredible artists.
Yeah.
But I don't even think, like, I've scraped the surface.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Following all the artists at the conventions, everything, because each country has so many.
So, like, I know people that are, they're, like, seriously so good, and if they learn to take good photos of their tattoos, like, they would have 100,000 followers. You know what I mean?
Just, like, a simple photo on, like, an Instagram, or have, like, one of the apprentices or the an intern.
It's such I feel like it's such a tragedy, like, because it's, like, there's so much talent that's just becoming unrecognized. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and it's, like, it's unfortunate for them because, like, this is a world thrown to them. They were doing their own thing.
Sure.
And then this new wave of artists or this new wave of, like, social media comes in and kind of just disrupts what they're doing. But I guess life is just, you have to always adapt.
You have to adapt, exactly.
Because even in their time, they were part of a wave
that
was new for the generation before them. And they were like, oh, no, I'm not doing that.
Exactly. Yeah, so, exactly.
And at least it's pretty... It's pretty straightforward, just simple.
You take a picture,
take
put it online.
Take a picture and put it.
I wanted to ask you a question about, because obviously you're an avid collector. So there's got to be times when you find a tattoo artist you really want to get tattooed by yourself. And they're obviously like in high demand and really hard to get a booking with.
Yeah.
Do you ever come across that kind of issue?
Not really, because on the tattoos that I get, so these are all traditional. And all the stuff that I have up here are either gifts or real small blackwork ones.
Cool.
Because I tried to do, like, I don't ever showed you.
Yeah, that's sweet.
But... Because I was aiming to get tattooed in 100 different countries, I felt it was easier to do little small ones and collect just like a passport stamp as I go along. So
how close did you get?
I'm at 18 now.
18 countries? You got a long way to go.
Yeah. I'm dedicating my entire back to this tattoo artist, Paolo Casani. Mm-hmm. He's in Italy, and it's just going to be one, like, traditional mural.
Awesome.
I think I got a couple more left here. I got one in Latvia here, so if I could fit 82 here, this is pretty much gone. And then here, they're just going to have to keep getting smaller and smaller.
Nice. You're going to Paris next month, aren't you?
Yep.
So have you been tattooed in France yet?
Nope.
Okay, so there you go. That's 19.
There's another one.
All right. Okay, so that's cool. So you've never really run into that issue.
Yeah.
You just kind of go and get tattooed.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Which is nice because when it comes to tattoos, I'm very impatient.
Yeah, okay.
I got one here, and he can be booked out. And mm-hmm. he was like, yeah, I'm booked out for like a month and a half. And I'm just sitting there, I'm like, just wait. Just be patient.
Dude. Yeah. A month and a half is not that bad.
No. Because I see, like, a lot of the artists I feature and, like, some of my friends, and they're like, yeah, booked out for a year.
Yeah.
I'm like,
sure.
I could not
imagine. You just got to book it and forget about it, and then the time you'll be like, oh, yeah, I'm getting tattooed next month. You know what I mean?
Because that is nice when it, like, swoops back in on you.
Yeah, you forget.
Like, oh.
Yeah, exactly.
Here's a gift to myself.
Exactly, yeah. that's cool. Okay, I want to know, like, I want to know two things.
Okay.
When you've gone to get tattooed, what are some things that would kind of be off-putting in your experience, like whether it's in the studio or by the artist or something like that, as a tattoo client? Because I feel like this is valuable information for tattoo artists as well, which is the majority of the audience on this podcast.
Yeah.
So, like, as a tattoo artist, to hear this kind of feedback, I think is important. Like, what would be something for you as a client walking in that would be slightly off-putting?
I think the thing that would just bother me is, like, how they interact with you.
Okay.
They just come off as rude or not interested.
Interesting.
And it's kind of like a, hey. Or, like, you walk in and you kind of get the vibe of them being like, what are you doing here? And you're like, what do you think I'm doing here? Here
to buy bread. I do know what you mean. Yeah. There has been a reputation with tattoo artists, hasn't there? In the past, maybe.
Yeah, and I think we're getting way past that now, which is nice, especially all these new studios opening up. And I found, especially in Europe, it's just so nice.
Yeah.
Everybody I've met is just so
That's
sweet.
Awesome. Yeah. Yeah.
They go in and, like, 6'10" dude covered all in tattoos. He's like, hello.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, cool.
Because people, like, you're, depending on the size, I mean, I guess it doesn't matter on the size, but you're about to get some, what's the word? I don't want to say abuse on the body, but it's kind of like
trauma.
Disrupting. Yeah, some trauma to yourself.
Skin trauma.
And it's a connection. You're going to have this for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
It's something that you want to remember, especially like you getting a tattoo maybe in your hometown doesn't resonate the same as you getting tattooed in Paris. Because
mm-hmm.
you can associate that whole experience with you getting your tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
You remember it vividly. You remember the sound. You remember everything about mm-hmm. it. So if you have a negative experience, you already put in like a deposit or you paid it for it up front or however mm-hmm. you did it. And then you have to deal with someone who isn't like nice to you at all.
Yeah.
Then you just remember that.
Yeah.
And it just completely disrupts the whole memory of it.
Yes. I know what you mean. I've seen tattoo artists that if they're having a bad day, it comes out. And it's, like, pretty obvious they're having a bad day, you know, or, like, something's, like, bothering them. And you're kind of like, you know, is this a bad time? You know what I mean? Or should I come back? You know, which I find very odd because, like, in other service, especially service or customer facing industries, like, you have to put on a smile and be polite.
Just
and
kind
be
of bury it.
Yeah, exactly. You're there to, like, you know. You're there for this person, and this person's there for you.
Yeah.
So I totally get what you're saying, because, like, there is a level of customer experience
mm-hmm.
when it comes to tattooing. It's not just about the finished product, you know.
And as much as it is, the art is still a business.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So, like, just to put away your personal problems and show up and,
just
like...
Just for a couple hours break, because you're in, like, sales or, like, a server, and you come out, and you're like, what...
Yeah. am I bothering you? Or yeah.
Yeah, like we all have bad days, but sometimes just bury it.
Yeah, exactly.
Just
like,
hey.
Okay, so on the flip side of that, then, what would be something that that when you show up and you get tattooed, that you would walk away from going like, yeah, that was awesome. This part was awesome. I really liked that.
I really like, besides obviously people being super, super friendly, the look of the studio.
Oh.
So I like all different types. I like the old school style. I like the minimalist style. Mm-hmm. I like something that just makes the studio stand out when you're there.
Vibe.
It's comforting. And then you look and you're like, wow. And then also conversations.
Okay.
Like I know not everybody likes to have conversations. Like the client may not want to or the artist may not want to. But yeah. My best experiences, stories I've had with the people I've gotten tattooed over in different countries, we just go into rabbit holes.
Yeah.
That's my favorite. Yeah. I feel like whenever I talk to people, we just go in a rabbit hole talking about random stuff.
Yeah, you like walk away from the session going like, I know that guy.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
Like we've been friends for years.
Yeah.
And it's just like a cool thing. So like,
totally.
I DM him again. I'm like, hey man, how are you?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, you kind of feel like you know them a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. That's nice. Yeah, because really I know there are tattoo artists as well that prefer to just put on headphones, and it's like, I'll talk to you when we're finished.
Yeah.
You know?
And I completely respect that, too. Like, I know some are super focused into their work, so if that's what they want, then I'm like, okay.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's actually good. Okay, this is good. So, like, as a client, you don't mind if a tattoo artist, like, is like, I just need to, like, get in my zone.
Yeah. Nope.
You're I'm just like, oh, yeah, you do you.
Yeah.
I just want a good tattoo.
Yeah, because I want to, like, I want to test out and see if they like to talk, because I'm okay with not talking, but if they want to talk, and then I don't know how much they want to talk, like I'm saying something and then it's a little silent, but then they say something, I'm like, all right, how much do we want to go back and forth?
That's funny. Like, that's really funny because I'm that way as a tattoo artist. So I'll be sitting there going like, okay, how much does this person want to talk? And I'll try to get the vibe off them.
Yeah.
And then if I'm reading that they're like, I just want to like be quiet, you know, then I'll be like, okay, I'll, you know.
Yep.
So.
But then they come in and then they say something. You're like, do you want to talk?
Yeah, exactly.
You never know.
Yeah. I think, I don't know. I think the whole experience could be maybe a little overwhelming for people, you know. Yeah,
because depending on what it is, too, like, if I'm getting blasted in a horrible spot.
Yeah.
Like, I do want to like not talk, but the talking does sometimes help.
Oh, really? Interesting.
Because like I'm in conversation.
It's a distraction.
And I'm like focused, even though everything's going through my body.
Yeah.
But I'm talking to him, and then I like realized I was like, okay, just like if you're like on a long drive and you're on the phone with your mom or something.
Yeah.
The drive goes so much quicker, but also it's kind of like tough to think too when I'm just like getting tattooed on the knee, and I'm like, hey, man, I can't really put my thoughts
together. Yeah. They're asking you, like, really deep questions. You're like, I don't know.
Yeah. Like, blue.
Leave me alone. Leave me alone. Yeah, I get that. Okay, well, that's I like that. That's interesting. Again, that's really helpful information to have as a tattoo artist. You know what I mean? And I think, like, not enough people take the time to kind of get that sort of feedback from clients, you know? Mm-hmm. I think tattoo artists have this tendency to think everything's fine and not have to make any changes ever, you know? Yeah. But feedback is helpful, you know?
I feel like
so I like that. I like hearing that.
There's such a variation of people and likes and everything, so.
For you, when you're looking to get tattooed, what do you look for on their page, like, from an artist? Like, what are you looking for before you go, like, yeah, I want this work?
I definitely look for clean work.
Uh-huh.
Make sure that all the lines are very clean, all their tattoos. Make sure that they have a variety of different things that they've tried. Even if they don't do a bunch of different styles, like if I hit them with an idea, because I usually like to have a super unique idea. So I'll come with an idea, let them have their creative thing, and like 95% of the time, the tattoo artist just puts it together.
Really?
For me. Yeah. So I just give them an idea, let them do their thing, because I think that's when you get the best work.
Yeah, that's cool. I mean, that's like most tattoo artists, that I feel like that's their ideal client, you know? It's like someone who just trusts them. It's like, I'm coming to you for you, so you just do your thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I've always just had the best pieces come out.
Yeah.
But that's like when I check, if they've only done like five different things, like a bird, a tree, something like that, and I'm like, well, I'm about to hit you with the space shuttle, so I don't know how that's going to come out. So I check and see like all the variation.
Nice. And what about you? Have you ever considered the possibility of doing tattoos yourself?
It's funny you ask that, because recently I've been in talks with a couple artists, and I used to design tattoos for people.
So oh, cool.
I've designed like that 5%. This was the one I have here. Nice. I designed myself, and I always loved drawing. And now that I've been doing this, I was like, all the plans I have in the future, I was like, it would make sense for me to learn. One, so I know all the technical side of it and just have more knowledge on the entire thing. Plus, I enjoy drawing. So I have a couple machines. My mom loved the idea, so she found a couple of the old coil machines. Nice. She got me a whole package when I was at home. And now I've just been told to draw.
Have you tattooed yourself?
No, I've tattooed one person
before. Have you?
Yep.
Okay.
I was so scared.
How'd it go?
She said it wasn't, I mean, obviously it wasn't an immaculate piece of art, but she said, like, I put in the lines well.
Okay.
I can show you a photo of it.
Yeah, yeah, I'd love to see it.
Let me see if, how far back it is. But I was hanging out at their studio for their flash day, and I told her that I wanted to start tattooing. She's like, tattoo me. I was like, you don't want that.
She's brave. So she was a tattoo artist.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So I was like, no, seriously, like, I've never done this before. She's like, I'll teach you everything you need to do. So I went in, and it was just a real small design, and I couldn't see the needle going in.
Yeah.
Which I was like, I don't know what's going on here.
Yeah.
But it came out fairly straight.
Okay. So what's going to be your approach here? Are you going to do like an apprenticeship, or?
I was thinking that's the right thing to do, but I just can't figure out how I would have time to do that.
Yeah.
But I feel like I definitely, because I was thinking, I was like, I should do like an incognito apprenticeship. Just go in and do it, but then it's, what is it? It's like a year to 2 years.
You know what, dude? It depends on who you ask. And things are changing a lot, you know? Is a tattoo apprenticeship even still the right way to do it? I don't know.
Yeah.
But everyone's different. I've talked to so many people that had apprenticeships for 2 years. Some people had it for apprenticeship for like 3 months. You know what I mean? So, and then a lot of people, obviously, these days are self-taught and they didn't do any apprenticeship. There's a lot you can obviously figure out on your own these days with like online, but the helpful thing about having an apprenticeship, I find, is that you're going to have someone that keeps you accountable. Like, if you can study everything you find online about hygiene and being clean, but it's very easy then, if you're not in the habit or practice of doing it, to be like, I'm just going to pick this up real quick. And then you're like, oh, I had my gloves on. And you know what I mean? So, but if someone's there and they're like, oh, don't touch that. You know what I mean? That kind of like gets you into the habit a lot faster.
Like conditioning.
Yeah, exactly. And things that you might not realize aren't that important are very important. I think it's good for some things, but I always say to people, it really does come down to who you're getting an apprenticeship with. You know, because some people might keep you back for a long time, you know what I mean? And it's like, you could have made a lot more progress with someone else or on your own.
100%.
You know, so I think it's luck of the draw. You know, if you can get a really good, solid apprenticeship with someone out there, then awesome. Like, someone who's good and knows what they're talking about.
Yeah.
Then great. But there's a high chance that you'll get an apprenticeship with someone that sucks and that shouldn't be tattooing or telling people how to tattoo, you know?
I feel that too.
So, I don't know. It kind of goes back and forth, and like, I feel like that there's an endless debate on the right way to get into tattooing.
Yeah.
But
I wonder if, like, due to the nature of what I do, wondering if I do segments, like multiple apprenticeships in shorter forms, but all over the world from many different people. So I get like a full scope.
Yeah. It depends. Because, like, think of it this way. Well, a lot of artists aren't probably are not willing to just give out their knowledge for free.
Yeah.
So there's always, like, an investment for the mentor. Like, okay, I'll teach you, and in return, you can work in my studio for 2 years.
Oh, that makes sense.
You know what I mean? So that would be kind of tricky, but you never know. It could be cool. Maybe that's a way to use your platform to be like, teach me for a month, and I'll like share your studio and page, and you know what I mean.
Just make content there.
Yeah, live in like house. I'll help you grow your brand if you help me. You know,
that'd be a cool trade-off.
Yeah,
and then just learn all the ropes, and then I can teach them my ropes.
That's it.
And it's just like a
exactly a mutual trade.
Yeah,
hey, go.
Let's
go. I want 10%. You're very welcome.
Do that when I move to Europe. She's like, hey, let me live here.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh, because I could get my long-term residency.
Yes.
If I do that.
Yeah, that's true, huh? Yeah. Because
France is tough to become or to stay.
Yeah, tell me about that. You were telling me earlier you're thinking about moving to France.
Yeah, so I just have always loved traveling more than anything. And I've been fascinated with the French culture, the French language. I religiously study it every day. Just learning.
That's hard.
Yeah. It's so tough.
Yeah.
That's like, I listen to all the French music. I listen to YouTube videos, doing Babbel, trying to read books. And then I feel like I got a good grasp on it. And then I hear somebody talk in person at like a convention. And I'm like, oh.
Yeah, yeah. I have no idea what you just said.
Yep. So I've always wanted to live in Europe.
Cool.
Just, I think now is the right time. I'm about to be 29.
Nice.
And I'm like, do it now before later. And I really want to become fluent in French, and I feel like that's the absolute best way.
Awesome.
To finally do that.
Yeah, absolutely. Why not just jump in head first?
Yeah,
it's the worst thing. Go for it. They say that's the best way to learn the language.
Yeah.
Just live there.
Yep. That's like, I had multiple exchange students. After like 3 months, they became fluent.
Yeah.
Because they, when they first got there, they knew all the book stuff, but they couldn't really talk. And then after 3 months, just going to the high schools.
Yeah.
Immediately.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's very cool, man.
Yeah, so I'm super excited for
that. My question for you, what was the most painful tattoo you've gotten?
There's a lot of contenders, but I would put...
Knuckles?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Those were miserable.
That sounds miserable.
Yeah, because I had this one. This is by the same artist, but I got this one. That one didn't feel great. And then I went to get these added, and she had to completely, like, or she touched up the whole thing.
Okay.
So she put all, like, the shading and stuff again. Didn't even feel that after the knuckles.
Really?
Yeah. Like, she started tattooing here, and
oh,
I was
you were
like,
just
I
like,
can't
that's nothing.
Feel anything.
That's crazy.
Yeah, these were absolutely
brutal.
Yeah.
Wow.
The knee, the elbow ditch.
Yeah.
Knee ditch.
Yeah. You think you're ever going to go up... above the...
My Mimo would be pissed.
Really?
Maybe here in the back of the neck. I don't know. When I'm like 50.
Yeah? Probably, you're going to wait?
Yeah.
I don't believe you at all.
No.
I think you're
going to...
I think you're going to... Next time I see you, you're going to have it.
It's like... I told my grandma I got this one. And I got this. And I went for the knuckles. And she's like, okay, come on. You're pushing it.
Yeah. Stop. Cut it out.
But I think I can say that I'll never go.
Face. Yeah. 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 Face is a, that's another one, isn't it? That's just next level commitment.
Yep.
You're like, okay, we're going for it.
Yep, 100%. And I think face tattoos look so cool.
They do.
But I don't think, one, I have the face for face tattoos. And also, just, I don't know.
Yeah. Who has the face for face tattoos?
I don't know. Some people look sick.
They do look cool. I like the temples and stuff like that. I think that's really cool.
I feel like a certain haircut, too.
Yeah, for sure.
But I feel like...
You never know. A little post-y
tattoo. Only one way to find out.
Just go for it.
Yeah, we could use that new ink that's coming out that turns on and off at will.
Do you see that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. I'm kind of... But what's cool about tattoos is that you're committing.
Yeah.
It's like you're going hard, you know?
That's
like,
the thing about them.
I feel like there is something kind of cool about that. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I don't know.
It's going to change.
Yeah. So I think that if that wasn't there, I don't know. Would it be as cool?
Yeah, because imagine like... I guess you see somebody super, like, super proper, and then they go like this, and then it's just...
Yeah. Spiders everywhere. Yeah, yeah. That's interesting.
Like, oh, because it, like, tattoos are your persona.
Uh-huh.
So if you can make them all disappear based on who you want to see, that's also, like...
What would be kind of interesting as well, is because to your point there, you could go through a phase of wanting this certain style... And then after 5 or 10 years, you're like, well, I kind of want a different style now.
Yeah.
So you can turn all those off and commit to the different.
I wonder, like, because it still has to sit in that epidermis the same way, I would think. So I'm wondering like, you can tattoo over it.
Of course you could. I mean, you can cover up a tattoo.
Yeah. So I guess black, you can tattoo black over white pretty easily. So since those are an almost transparent, or whatever the chemical is.
I don't know.
So that's probably...
Yeah, for sure. But
I just
kind of caught myself because, I mean, I guess you could get tattoos lasered. So there is that as well.
Yeah.
You know?
But that's so painful, I heard.
Have you done it? No, nope. I've never done it either.
I've heard it's just miserable.
Yeah.
Plus you have to do a bunch of sessions.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't sound fun at all.
It's just getting zapped.
What's the most you've spent on a tattoo? And you don't have to tell me which one it is or what artist it was, but I'm just curious how much, like, what's the most you've spent on a tattoo? And was it worth it?
I think that's... Yeah, this was the most on the hand? Yeah, it was... $1,600 plus the tip.
And
when I got it, I wasn't really prepared for that price.
Really?
Because, like, now, obviously, like, I...
You didn't know it was going to be that much?
No. So, in the email, there was a range. And I did my own deduction. I was like, oh, well, it's this size. It's smaller. So, it's probably going to be, like, $900. Instead of, like, confirming the price ahead of time.
Wow, that's pretty
crazy. So I went in there and then did the math because I'm just sitting there and like, hanging out, getting tattooed. And I was like, well, if the deposit was this much, usually that goes with, like, the hourly in my, like, past experience. And then I was like, I feel like this is going to be almost double. I was like, no, it's not going to be double. So I'm just sitting there back in my head and I was like, well, I only have $900. Or, like, $1,100 on me. So I'm just sitting there. And at the end, it's like, all right, $1,600. I was like, I was just like, I hope you take credit card. Like, it's fair. You can charge me whatever you want. And I think it was worth it. I love this one.
Yeah, it's awesome.
So I was just ill-prepared for it.
But
so.
That blows my mind.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like someone should know what they're getting into, you know, and... I don't know. There's obviously some people charge by hour and stuff, but when it's that much of a jump, that's pretty.
Yeah,
that's pretty. Because
it was like a range from like 900 to 1500 for this size of a tattoo, and I was like, okay. So she did say it was like a 900 to 1500 based on the size, but I assumed that it was a lot smaller.
Mm-hmm.
But I do enjoy a fixed price or a project price as opposed to like an hourly.
Do you not feel like it makes sense though to just do like a day price? Like this is what it costs for the tattoo artist to give you the day.
Yeah. That or like a project price. So if you know it's going to be like 400 or 4 hours, then give a price based on that because there's a lot of things I've had tattoo artists, their take breaks, there's a lot of things you see. That whole stretch is equated into. And I feel like it's more fair to just do, like, a project.
Mm-hmm.
Because you show them the thing. They know how long it should take. and they can just give you a thing so you're fully prepared to come in with what it is.
Yeah.
Instead of, like, not knowing. Because sometimes two artists, like, they don't give you a number fully. They're like, I don't know, probably like this or this. But now, like, I'm like, can you just give me, like, an exact range?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's the most? What's the minimum?
Yeah.
So I can at least come prepared. Because nobody, I mean, I don't carry around $1,000 of cash.
Yeah. No, that's fair enough. Absolutely.
And I know a lot prefer cash.
Yes.
So when you do a cash transaction, I think it's fair to just give the proper thing to be ready for.
For sure. Yeah.
Because, like, if you're not prepared.
No.
And then you're like, well, I'm $500 short, so we're going to have to do credit card.
Yeah. I just have one last question. I kind of like to finish off my podcast with, like, asking other tattoo artists if there's tattoo artists that they want to get tattooed by. But seeing as this is kind of different than usual, is there any recent tattoo artists that you've discovered that just have blown your mind? You're just like, yeah, this is crazy.
Yeah. Because I find so many. Well, I guess the quick with that question of who I want to get tattooed by, I told you that.
Guy, yeah, sure. Yeah.
Paolo Cazzani, and he does the traditional, and he does these golds and reds and blacks, just the massive back murals.
Very cool.
I'm so excited to get that done.
I'm not jealous of the pain.
That's it's going to be in three. I'm going to go there for 3 weeks. So it's 3 days back to back of the black work.
Oh, my God.
Wait 10 days to heal, and then 2 days of the color, and then fly home.
Oh, my God.
Somebody reminded me, they're like, you're going to have to sit on an airplane. I'm like,
oh, yeah, jeez, that's crazy. You have to sit up like this
the whole time. 8 hours back from
Rome. Dang, yeah, wow.
But tattoo artists.
That'll be cool, though.
Yeah, I'm so excited. Because once it's done, and it's one of those, like, pieces, like, you take your shirt off, and you're like, whoa. I don't get to see it, unfortunately.
I know. But that's a bummer.
When, like, other people see it, and they just see a whole mural, and they're like,
yeah, that is pretty cool.
I feel so naked back there. There's nothing back there.
Yeah. That is pretty cool, though.
But there's a couple videos I'm making this week. There's artist in Italy, Santalia.
Mm-hmm.
He does these graphic illusion tattoos. And it's like these disconnected lines and the variation between the lines. It's just mind-blowing. Understanding how shadows and shapes work with objects to be able to use these disconnected lines to see such a clear image from far away. But when you see it up close, you don't really know what's going on.
Yeah.
So understanding what that needs to look like from a distance just is insane.
Yeah.
So he blends that with surrealism. And I think it's a phenomenal contrast because surrealism already makes the eye curious. So adding that extra layer of, or being like having to process that, insane.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then another one I've made a video on is Cheol Moon, and he's from South Korea. I love the South Koreans.
There's a lot of freaking good South Korean tattoo artists.
Those are that country, and those artists are definitely the ones that come across. And I try not to make too many at once because I could do like back to back South Korean tattoos.
Yeah, of course.
Because it's always just something experimental. Yeah. Something new.
And they're masters.
Yeah.
They're just masters at it.
Especially in a country where it's illegal to tattoo.
I know, yeah. Why do you think that is? Why do you think they're all so good?
I feel like it's like rebelling, maybe. Because like you are kept from doing something and you're like, I'm going to be a master at this. And I think also because there's obviously some of the more hardcore styles that still exist in South Korea, but a lot of them are very aesthetic to the body, like a more cutesy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think maybe it's, since it's illegal there, they want to show that it can be more ornamental or more like fitting into society.
Sure.
Instead of like the hardcore look, then you're like, hey, what if I have something a little cute like this? Like tattoos aren't that bad.
Mm-hmm.
You can hide it and I know with their culture, you have certain motifs and certain images.
Yeah.
So maybe like as a collective, they start showing how beautiful they are, mm-hmm. the government may be more open.
That's interesting. Yeah, I like that. Yeah, I've heard some people say, one guy I've talked to before, he said, there's something about the the illegal side of it that makes it kind of underground. And when things are like kind of underground, they're cooler. And like people are just way more into it. You know what I mean? So it's like this kind of this move. It's almost like a movement of like kind of what you're saying. It's kind of what you're saying. You know what I mean? Like, oh, we're not allowed to do this. Okay. Well, we're going to do it really good then.
Yeah.
You know? So yeah, that is kind of cool. I think that's interesting. There's got to be something though as well, just in the culture.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That just, I don't know. It's just different, you know?
They're just, yeah, I don't know. They, when they set their mind on something, I feel like all the stuff they produce, they just put so much love into that culture. Just
maybe.
Like their music.
Yeah.
Like their K-pop.
Yeah.
Just love
K-pop. They love it. Yeah,
and
yeah.
And it does so well with them and even in other countries. It's just this whole, like, art form.
Yeah.
And I think maybe also because, like, that underground, they're, like, you're committing. To being that tattoo artist underground. Mm-hmm. If it was out in the open and stuff, like you could decide to do it and then you're like, eh, never mind.
Yeah, that's so true. Yeah.
Just like.
Interesting, yeah.
But I just know that they just come out with insane stuff.
They're heavy hitters, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're very good. Well, man, I love what you're doing and it sounds like you're doing it because you love it, which is, I think that goes a long way. You know what I mean? It's when you're passionate about something and you're doing it for the love of it rather than like you said, I didn't know that. I was impressed to hear that you don't get paid to do this. Like this is I just think that's awesome. That's really cool. You're doing a cool thing. And, you know, I love to see that it's blown up and that it's like you said, connected tattoo artists with clients in a really unique way. And that's got to feel good. That's got to feel like pretty special that you're doing that. You know,
it's a lot to take in, especially like this past year of what's happened. And I'm just like, when I first did it, I was like, I don't know if they're going to accept me.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
It's like I'm going in the tattoo world.
Oh, wow. Yeah. The tattoo industry can be like pretty intimidating.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get
like,
that.
Like that first video I made, I was like talking about painful tattoos versus least painful. I didn't have many tattoos. I just got ripped apart.
Really? A lot of hate.
Yeah, they were just like, what do you know? Like, you don't even have your knees, your hands, or anything. So I was
That's crazy.
I just did it based on science on the internet. I was like, that's fair enough for me to get ripped apart for that. But
yeah, I don't know. I mean, obviously the online world is a cruel world, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's, they do not care about you and they'll just let you know. But I mean, so you didn't let that slow you down. I think that's cool.
Yeah. And then it's just like, once I started making videos, I was like, oh, well, like I'm making, it's kind of like a gift for the artist.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I'm making a video for you. Now it's even more of a gift because I know it's going to get attention. But make it for them. It benefits them. Makes a relationship. And like, this is all I do it for is like, one, to help people, but I love the relationship, like meeting people.
Obviously, you would have gotten positive feedback as well as negative, right? Like, obviously, anyone who gets a viral video online is going to get hate. You know, that's just the way
it goes.
Second
it goes to a certain
but I'm moment. Sure it came with positive as well, yeah?
Yeah.
Where people were like, thanks for doing this.
Yeah.
And that obviously was louder than the hate, yeah?
Yeah. The flush of positivity from my followers now is
that's
just
awesome.
Like so nice. Like, they just are the greatest community I could ever ask for. And
it's great,
every day
isn't it?
It's just like thank yous and hey, how are you doing, and I try and respond to every single comment.
That's amazing.
That's why I see all the shitty ones sometimes, but I like Facebook, TikTok, I don't always respond to them because there's just like a lot. But Instagram and Facebook, I make it a point to respond to every single comment.
That's awesome.
Just try and DMs are tough, but I just want to constantly be involved with people.
Cool.
And keep those relationships.
Awesome.
And just like meeting you.
Yeah.
So I'm so happy that we met.
And yeah, man, here we are.
One of the most rewarding things of this whole thing.
It's so cool. Yeah, well, thanks again for doing this with me, man. I really do appreciate it.
Of course.
And it was a pleasure talking to you, so.
Absolutely. This is great.
Yeah.
It's my first podcast, and I loved it.
Awesome. Well, let's do it again.
Yep, 100%. We'll do it in Ireland when I come visit.
Yeah, do. Absolutely. You're welcome anytime, seriously.
I need to.
Yeah, come check out the studio. So.
Let's do it. Maybe by the end of the year.
Sounds good, man. You let me know anytime.
Moving to France in 2025.
As long as I'm there and I'm not, like, traveling somewhere, you just come on over.
Perfect. Let's do it.
Sweet, man.